Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Blueprint for Revolution is a nonfiction handbook by Serbian activist Serja Popović, written with Matthew Miller, about how nonviolent movements can organize and challenge entrenched power. Rooted in Popović's experience with the student-led Otpor movement in Serbia and his later work training activists through CANVAS, the book combines memoir, political strategy, and practical advice. Its central purpose is not to romanticize rebellion, but to show how ordinary people can build effective campaigns through planning, symbolism, humor, and disciplined escalation. Rather than presenting revolution as a dramatic single event, the book frames it as a series of strategic choices: how to win attention, how to avoid isolation, how to make repression costly, and how to keep participation broad enough to survive setbacks. The result is a guide to civil resistance that is accessible to general readers while still grounded in real-world political struggles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, nonviolent resistance as a strategic system, not a moral gesture. The book treats nonviolence as a practical method for contesting power, not simply as an ethical preference. Popović argues that peaceful action works best when it is organized around pressure, visibility, and political consequences. That distinction matters because the book does not ask readers to be passive, polite, or merely idealistic. Instead, it explains how nonviolent movements can weaken opponents by making repression visible, costly, and sometimes embarrassing. This approach aligns with the book's broader emphasis on planning. Activists need to think about what their actions will trigger, how authorities are likely to respond, and how public opinion can be shifted through disciplined resistance. By positioning nonviolence as a strategy, the book also makes it applicable beyond formal revolutions. The same principles can be used in community organizing, anti-corruption efforts, environmental campaigns, and rights-based advocacy. That broad applicability is one reason the book stands out in its genre. It translates civil resistance into a usable framework, rather than presenting it as a historical exception. Secondly, winning through small, winnable battles and public momentum. A major theme in the book is the importance of starting with achievable goals, rather than trying to defeat a powerful opponent in one dramatic move. Popović repeatedly emphasizes small victories because they build confidence, attract attention, and help a movement grow beyond its initial circle of supporters. This is not just a tactical preference. It is a theory of political accumulation. When a campaign wins a modest but visible success, it gains credibility and can recruit people who were previously skeptical or disengaged. The book uses examples from protest history to show that movements often expand by proving they can solve a concrete problem, expose a weakness, or force a limited concession. That logic also explains why abstract rhetoric is often less effective than a campaign tied to a recognizable public concern. People are more likely to join when they can see a realistic path to progress. In this sense, the book reframes activism as a sequence of manageable tests, rather than a single heroic confrontation, making movement building feel more disciplined and less mythic. Thirdly, humor, ridicule, and laudivism as tools for undermining fear. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is that humor can be politically powerful. Popović describes laughter as a way to puncture the aura of invincibility that often protects authoritarian systems and other entrenched institutions. Ridicule does not replace organization or strategy, but it can lower the emotional barrier to participation and make protest feel less threatening to newcomers. This is especially important in environments shaped by fear, because fear isolates individuals and makes collective action seem dangerous or absurd. Humor reverses that dynamic by creating shared experience, public visibility, and emotional release. The book's discussion of laudivism shows how playful tactics can draw media attention and expose the insecurity of opponents who rely on intimidation. At the same time, the argument is carefully pragmatic rather than whimsical. Humor is valuable because it can expand participation and weaken the psychological foundations of power. This makes the book unusual among political handbooks, since it treats seriousness and play not as opposites, but as complementary elements of effective nonviolent action. Fourthly, listening to real community needs before designing a campaign. The book insists that successful movements must begin with what people already care about, not with what organizers assume they should care about. This principle is central to Popović's advice on building broad coalitions and avoiding activist isolation. If a campaign is framed only in ideological or moral terms, it may energize committed supporters but fail to reach the wider public. By contrast, campaigns that connect to everyday concerns can create much larger participation. The book illustrates this through the idea that movements grow when they identify problems that are immediate, understandable, and shared across social groups. Listening matters because it prevents organizers from projecting their own priorities onto the audience. It also helps movements avoid narrow identity traps and makes compromise more possible, since different constituencies can unite around overlapping interests. In practical terms, this is one of the book's most valuable lessons. Effective activism is partly an exercise in public empathy. The organizer's job is to translate grievance into language that ordinary people recognize as relevant to their lives. Lastly, symbols, coalition building, and shifting power through pressure points. Another core theme is that movements need clear identity, broad alliances, and a realistic understanding of where power actually resides. Popovic discusses the importance of symbols, branding, and simple visual markers because they help a movement become legible and memorable. A recognizable symbol can communicate coherence before a movement has formal strength, and that visibility can create the impression of momentum. Beyond symbolism, the book also stresses coalition building and the need to identify the pillars of power that sustain a regime or system. This means looking beyond the visible leader to the institutions, loyalties, and social supports that make authority durable. Rather than confronting power everywhere at once, activists should target vulnerable links where pressure can have outsized effects. The book also encourages seeing potential allies in unexpected places, including among former opponents, because broad alliances often matter more than ideological purity. Together, these ideas show that change depends on organization at multiple levels: image, participation, and structural pressure. That combination gives the book its practical edge and separates it from more abstract works about protest. In conclusion, Blueprint for Revolution is best suited for readers who want a practical, historically grounded account of how nonviolent change is planned and sustained. Activists, students of political movements, organizers, and general readers interested in civil resistance will all find value in it. But it is especially useful for people looking for tactics rather than theory alone. The book offers concrete guidance on coalition building, campaign design, public messaging, and the disciplined use of humor, making it readable as both a memoir and a manual. What sets it apart from many books on protest is its tone and method. It does not treat activism as solemn choreography or as a purely heroic struggle. Instead, it shows how creativity, symbolism, and small victories can turn fear into participation and isolated frustration into collective power. Compared with more academic works on nonviolent resistance, it is less technical and more immediately usable. Compared with inspirational activism books, it is more strategic and grounded in lived political experience. That balance of accessibility, specificity, and real-world credibility is the book's main strength. If you would like to support Serja Popovic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.